to the Money Talk on this Monday morning. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we're going to be talking about money first thing because Trevor Odom is here with Armada Advisors. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Welcome to Pep Talk. This is the Pensacola expert panel. Trevor is our expert today as a financial advisor. So pretty timely, I must say.
A lot of news this morning.
So we're going to try to decipher all that. But if you've got questions throughout this next half hour for Trevor, please feel free to text them in at 850-437-1620. So before we get started on the market, Trevor, tell me a little bit about yourself and about Armada Advisors, because y'all have been in this community a long time. Your dad was here just last week, so I'd love to hear about how you got involved in the biz.
I previously worked for DeVere Group in Milan, Italy. I was the head of U.S. investments in Milan.
Oh, Milan.
It was a fun job, but, you know, I was able to come back and work with my dad and help grow the family business. So
that's exciting.
Fun times.
So do you speak fluent Italian now?
No, I worked in English, but I do speak fluent German and Spanish, which has come in helping with certain clients. I've dealt with, international clients and been able to help them. So it's even in a small town like Pensacola.
That's so awesome. I love that. Well, in Spanish, I took Spanish to learn it, but I'm that, every other word I'm kind of fumbling. So I admire anyone that can master another language.
I appreciate it.
So that's got to be a big help in your work.
Now we have translator apps. So what's the point of learning languages, right?
Exactly. So Armada, how long have you all been in this area?
So my father started the business in 2009, but he's been a financial advisor and helping people, build their retirement. Build their money for 30 years. I've been involved since 2020, so I've worked with him since then.
Yeah.
So it's hard to believe it's almost six years-ish that I've been in the business so far.
Yeah.
And it's taught me a lot. I've learned a lot. And, it's really a great business to be in.
Well, I think it's fantastic that you're working with your father. I love when I hear these stories when you do come back and kind of come home, which is really nice.
Exactly. And I've been able to take my international experience and use it to in our business today.
Because it's
really helped a lot with especially analyzing all of the foreign risk for different companies and how why do the people view it certain ways? Because we Americans view things different than Europeans. It's just natural.
We have a different pair of glasses on, so
exactly.
to speak.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I guess we want to get to the topic at hand. Right now, the markets are going through some ups and downs. There's so much happening in the world. So I don't want to get into the politics of everything.
Sure.
But can you give me a sense? I mean, I'm sure, have you had some calls from some of your investors this morning and people checking in with you?
Not really this morning yet, but, I know the market's been down lately, and a lot of people reading on the news, the news these days really is just emotional. Why people were almost forgetting to have our own opinion about things and take what news source A and news source B.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what is the real story? Because they just scream all somebody bad.
Right.
But, the markets have done phenomenal ever since COVID, with the exception of 2022. We've had a huge percentage of years, 20%+ years, several years in a row. Last year was a 16% year. And, the markets have largely been led by, seven companies, NVIDIA, Facebook or Meta, Google, those type of companies. So seven companies have driven the markets bound, and largely it's the AI bubble that everybody talks about.
Right.
But eventually, you have to have a pullback. And, now the Iranian crisis has gotten there. It's caused that pullback and the fears of oil. But really, the market is just reacting emotionally. Like, we do react emotionally to the news or when your favorite political candidate loses. That type of emotion is how people are reacting to it.
Mm-hmm.
And traders react the same way. Your average person that invests in the market, they don't make the market move anything. The people that are making the market move are the people who are making these big trades up in New York City, Chicago, et cetera, and making millions and millions and millions of dollar trades. And that's what the market reads. It doesn't read what, John Smith or whatever is buying 10 shares of NVIDIA. It doesn't really factor that in.
Right.
But it will factor, now if there's 100,000 people all selling NVIDIA on the same day, they'll factor that in.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people don't really, our actions don't impact the market per se. It's the big traders that are looking on this news because they're the people that profit on those small little spreads or shorts and vice versa.
Interesting. Okay. Because I know for myself, I heard years ago, and I don't know very much about the market at all, I'll be honest with you, but I was told if you invest for the long term.
Exactly.
And so that, for someone like me, that's what I do. But I don't try to, I would make myself crazy if I started watching the ups and downs every single day because it's fluctuating, correct?
And it is fluctuating. I mean, right now, you know, everybody, like this morning, the big news is oil hit $100 a barrel.
Yes.
People are freaking out about, you know, the Iranian action. But, you know, at Armada Advisors, we try not to, I mean, sure, we have our own political opinions. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's why we're our clients hire us, because we take the political opinions and throw them out the window. And we look at, you know, back when Biden was president, will his policies, you know, hurt the market or help the market? Same with President Trump. Mm-hmm. And most people, they have a hard time dissecting how the policies will actually affect the economy. Mm-hmm. And it's all, like, just like the market investors, it's all an emotional impact. So what we do is we get rid of all the biases that we have towards any president and say, what action will this have on the stock market long term? Because most people are investing in the stock market for the long term, like you said. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I did a video, and you can find it on our website, armadaadvisors.com. And I did a video of looking at every single war or American intervention since 1990.
Really? With Gulf One.
Mm-hmm. And what I found was shocking. Every time we've militarily gone into a country, really, I didn't do Libya because I didn't really count that as an intervention. It was a weird 2012 thing. But since in 1990 with 91 with Gulf Storm, the market after we invaded Iraq, by the end of the year, we had a 31% year.
Interesting.
In 2001, when we invaded Iraq again, or 2001, when we invaded Afghanistan, the market still went down. But if you would have bought in the market right with the day that we invaded Afghanistan, it went up 7% from the invasion.
Interesting.
Then in 2003, when we invaded Iraq again, even though the market went up a little bit right after the invasion, it went down by the end of March. And March 31st, it dropped over 5%. But however, if you bought in the market at that point, the market had a 31% year.
Interesting.
So a lot of people are freaking out about the short term. And like the president said, I know he doesn't always have the best way of saying things. I think we all can agree with that. But he said, you know, it's in order to experience, you know, really good things, where I have to have some short term volatility. And that's what you're seeing in the market. Mm-hmm. But I still believe in the country. I still believe in, and the evidence shows that the market will do better in the long term. But too many people freak out in the short term. For example, you know, we had Trump last year had his Liberation Day tariffs. And there was a lot of people that were scared that the market with the tariffs were going to send us down and everything. And I had several calls from clients wanting to sell everything. But at the end of the day, you know, I had those same clients come back and tell me, hey, I wish I wouldn't have sold everything, because I didn't only made a few percent a year. Mm-hmm. And the people who stayed invested, you know, ended up doing 15-16%. So it's just, even with volatility, and you can go to any broker dealer or look up any information, those who stay invested even during the times that are bad and continue to buy more when the times are bad, because things are on sale. And so those people will be rewarded, and as the future goes and the market comes back up. Because if you pull up a graph from 1940 to today, wow, what has the market done? It's gone up.
Mm-hmm.
It has short-term periods of volatility. But as long as you're disciplined, you have a good partner in your corner like Armada Advisors, you know, you have somebody that look at the markets all day, and they will help build your wealth for you. Look at the analogy of a mechanic. You know, if you're trying to fix something about a car, like say your engine's out, you're not going to try to diagnose the problem. You're going to take it to a mechanic, because they're the experts. They spend day in and day out looking how to fix these issues. And the same thing is with a financial advisor. That's what makes us so unique as a society, is every person has something unique to bring to the table and their specializations. Otherwise, if we all could do it, you know, why need a radio show? I need right, anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We would all do it ourselves. So it's, mm-hmm, a lot of people just don't think of that. And having a financial advisor takes all the weight off your shoulders.
So, Trevor, what would you say then distinguishes, I mean, you've covered it a little bit, but distinguishes you and your father and your group from other financial advisors? Because it's a little, sure, overwhelming. There's so many, and you've heard some of those names for decades. You know, you hear some of the names that are out there. So why should someone come to you?
So the reason you would come to somebody like Armada Advisors is, one, you want somebody local. A lot of financial advisors that you call are, you know, big banks or Charles Schwab, mm-hmm, or Fidelity or Vanguard. But those guys are financial advisors, but they're like, they still work for the big guy. You know, we use Fidelity Investments. We're the largest Fidelity provider from Pensacola all the way to Tallahassee.
Oh, wow.
We have almost $140 million invested with Fidelity. And so all of our clients get, you know, the power of using a big brokerage house, but local advice. And there's a lot of good financial advisors in town, not to slight any of them or anything like that. But, you know, most financial advisors, they just put you in a general blend of conservative, moderate, or aggressive portfolio. And they have a model portfolio. They don't really do a lot of research. Mm-hmm. They just do whatever the big daddy says.
The formula.
But we mm-hmm. actually build your own unique portfolio. It's almost like your own mutual fund in a way. We look at the risks. We look at the sectors. We look at your goals. And we analyze all the stocks that are in the portfolio to best how can they meet your goal. And so we actually, we're a full service financial advisor. We're not just, nobody's a pie chart. Mm. You're all a unique individual, and not a lot of other financial advisors do that. We also work with only a fee-only basis. And so, you know, you only pay us an asset under management fee, which is, you know, like a certain percentage a year, while a lot of financial advisors charge commissions. And so we don't sell any products. We don't force any annuities down your throat like a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
And it really helps us set us apart from other people.
Okay, we're talking with Trevor Odom with Armada Advisors here on Pep Talk this morning, Pensacola's expert panel, and he sounds like an expert to me. So if you've got a question, please text it in at 850-437-1620. Got a question in from Earl this morning. He says, given your international experience, what are you telling clients about investing a portion of their portfolios outside the USA, and should a 70-year-old retiree consider ETFs like VXUS?
That's a great question, Earl. I mean, I love international investing personally. Like, we invest a lot of international companies as well, if they're really good. Like, there's a Dutch ice cream company that's a really phenomenal. It's called, I forget the name of it, but mm-hmm. I know they sell ice cream, and their earnings are just so well out there mm-hmm. that we really have started to invest small amounts in clients' portfolios because we think they have a possibility quadruple in value in the next 2 to 3 years. But the safest way for Americans to invest abroad is looking at like a ETF or a mutual fund. But don't put more than 5 to 10% in your portfolio, because long term, people think of the market investing internationally as like, hey, the American market's not doing well this year. Let me invest money in the out term, because theoretically, the idea is that it'll do better than when the American market's down, that international market will do better. But that's not always the case. I mean, Warren Buffett, you know, I consider myself a follower of Warren Buffett to a degree, mm-hmm. but, you know, he's very rarely invested international because he believes in the power of American business. And his last letter to shareholders last year when he stepped down as CEO, he actually said, and I love this quote, he's like, ever since I first started investing, I've always looked, and it's not exact, but it's more or less the gist.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I've only invested in bonds for a limited time. I've invested in American companies and American growth and in the country. And I will always, and if I had to redo my life over again, I would do the exact same thing.
Wow.
And so it's a lot of people, it's good to have international exposure. I mean, we had some clients that did that last year
mm-hmm.
and they made some really nice returns on the Fidelity International Mutual Fund, but they do more than 5 or 10% of your portfolio, because in general, the international kind of does average returns. So it's, unless you are really in like the emerging markets, that's a lot of risk, high reward. But even then, you have to stomach a lot of red. I mean, look at it, if you invested in China pre-COVID, and you would have lost a ton and ton of money. So you have to be careful no matter where you are. But good diversification in any portfolio mm-hmm. is key, and international investments is a part of that.
Timing is everything, as they say.
To a degree, yes. I mean, look, if you bought NVIDIA in 2018, you could be a millionaire or several hundred thousand there.
Where was I? What was I thinking?
You know, I remember where I was when I told my father back when I was in college, I'm going to buy NVIDIA. And like, it was $18 a share, and all he told me, hey, it's a graphic card company. NVIDIA was a graphics card company until 2022.
Okay. We got some questions coming in this morning. We're talking with Trevor Odom with Armada Advisors. So if you've got a question, please text it in at 850-437-1620. Ask him to explain a fiduciary.
So a fiduciary, that's a great question, because a lot of financial advisors are not fiduciaries, but we are an Armada Advisors because we're required to be. But also we believe that we have to act in our client's best interest. And that's what a fiduciary is. It's somebody that's legally obligated to act in your best interest. And so a lot of people get that confused with, oh, he just didn't do what I like, you know.
Mm.
But, you know, as a financial advisor, you know, you pay me to give you my advice. You don't have to like it. You don't have to agree with it. And I don't have, you don't have to follow it. But, you know, I had one client the other day who, you know, he didn't like what I advised him because he wanted something really conservative, for example. And I said, look, John, whatever his name is, I was like, you know, you don't have to, you pay me for my advice. And I would be doing you a disservice if I didn't give you my advice and my input. But, you know, I will do whatever you want at the end of the day because it is your money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just here to help you grow it. And so as a fiduciary, we always act in our client's best interest. We do trades in our client's best interest. And, you know, like I have one client who doesn't want to buy Amazon. So I purposely make sure I never bought any Amazon in their account. So that's what a fiduciary is that somebody's legally obligated to act in your best interest. And that's a great question to ask any financial advisors. Are you a fiduciary?
Mm-hmm.
And you, or because a lot of people, if they say no, that means they get, you know, commissions off different shares that you sell or the buy, or they're incentivized to sell you type of share.
Right.
So like your financial advisor with Charles Schwab or Vanguard, that's in the big corporate world, they're most likely not a fiduciary.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, any registered investment advisor, especially in the state of Florida, they are required to be a fiduciary.
Great information and a great question. 850-437-1620. If you've got a question for Trevor, he's with Armada Advisors here in Pensacola. Got another question for you, Trevor. This is a good one. Should I pay off my house? I owe $130,000 and I have $260,000 in cash.
So first of all, I mean, everybody says debt is a bad thing. There's a lot of people that Dave Ramsey, who's like, oh, you pay down every debt all the time. And I think Dave Ramsey has a point sometimes, but I also think he's a load of crap. Like, I'll be honest with you. Like, he just talks.
How do you really feel, Trevor?
Because it depends. Like, you have to analyze every debt situation, just like every person's finances is unique.
Right.
Just like everybody has a unique personality. So when I look at people's debt, when people sit down for me for financial planning, I say, first of all, we take a whole picture of all their, what's your income, what's your assets, what do you have invested? I literally look at dissect every single piece of financial information. And then I go, what interest rate are you paying on your mortgage? Because if you have a 1% interest rate, you're not really, if you have the extra cash, keep on paying the mortgage. But if you have, you know, 5 or 10% interest rate or a really high interest rate, it's better paying that house off and getting rid of that debt. But if you have one of those, like, you know, bought your house in 2020 and it's so cheap with the interest rate, keep that and you'll make more money in the stock market and invest that $200,000 instead of keeping it in savings, instead of paying off your mortgage. Because if you have this money in savings, the next question, you know, I would ask is, well, do you have any money invested? What are you going to do for retirement? And most people don't think about it. They just like to see the money grow in the bank account.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, your savings account's only paying 0.0-something%. You know, money market, at least at Fidelity, is paying 3%. And bonds, I can get 4-6% right now for a year. So it really depends what your financial goals are. Do you have any other money invested? And really, it's like every person's unique. So I encourage you to give me a call later today, 850-497-6167. And we can kind of discuss that more because it's really like it's hard without knowing your situation. It's really hard to know whether somebody should pay off debt. I mean, Dave Ramsey would say always pay it off, but there's more to the story. And that's what, you know, I as a financial advisor try to help my clients. And so does my father.
So, for example, if this person, our listener, decided to come in and meet with you, is there a charge or a fee for that initial consultation?
There's a way that, you know, we used to not do a charge for initial consultations, but it depends on what level of service that you want. Like, if it's, because normally, like, I take one meeting as an introductory, you know, I try to get to know the client, see if I can help them, what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And then especially if it's, like, you know, just a financial plan, then I charge, you know, an hourly fee because it's just, you know, then I have to actually sit down and put together a budget, put together a plan. Now, if you become a client, you know, that's all included. You know, we don't charge anything extra for that.
Mm-hmm.
But we have two types of services. And I'd say about 5-10% of those people who come through our door every year are just, you know, consulting. And because it requires us, you know, to, hey, let's sit down, have two meetings. The first is like, here's all the information. And then the second one is, you know, that's when I charge, say, here's all the work I've done. This is what I propose to you.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah, that's fair. Seems very fair to me. Talking to Trevor Odom, he is with Armada Advisors. And getting a comment, you should have these folks on more often.
I appreciate it.
Especially right now. So thank you for that because he sure knows. He knows his stuff, as they say here in the South. He knows his stuff. So we've got a few minutes left here, Trevor. And beginning of the show, of your time here, we did talk about the current status of the market. It's interesting because you made note of the fact that the media has a tendency to put that, you know, big headline up and get everybody real excited. The markets are down. Is it a crash? I heard talks of a crash yesterday. So I'm sitting here thinking, okay. So I was excited to have you here first thing to say, okay, can you calm us all down and tell us how do we weather these news headlines?
So there's really three big things I tell people. It's like remain calm, stay invested, and stay diversified. If you follow those three things, your sanity will go a lot calmer. But the real people are people who call us and say, hey, I have extra cash in my portfolio. The market's on sale. If you think about it, everybody runs to Walmart or Bell's or Dillard's on Black Friday because things are 50 to 60% off.
Right.
If you really believe in something, like NVIDIA, for example, and NVIDIA suddenly dropped, it hasn't, but I'm just saying, say it suddenly dropped $100. You know, our job is to say, why did it drop $100? Because a lot of people say, stay away from falling knives in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
But we actually look at the fundamentals. Why did it drop? What is it going to do? And if you really believe in the company, why wouldn't you want to buy something on sale at $100 instead of paying $183?
Especially when you're talking about 30%.
Exactly. And so it's really what people do and what we help is we help our clients take advantage of the volatility. And so that's what my latest video was about, you know, how can our clients capitalize on volatility, et cetera. And there's a lot more that goes in the Middle East action than just, you know, oil prices and the mm-hmm. Iranian government. But, I mean, if we didn't have that, there'd be no conspiracy theories.
Well, we'll have to do a whole nother show on those.
But, you know, ultimately, at the end of the day, like something that I did for several clients is a lot of people invested in silver and gold a lot recently, and silver recently hit an all-time high. And it reminded me a lot, I mean, I wasn't alive, but I study a lot of history, especially when it comes to the markets.
Mm-hmm.
In 1980, silver had a huge bubble about guys trying to do basically pump it up to new heights. And I looked at the graph and I said, there's no reason why silver should be this high.
Hmm.
It's really not that, like it's using a lot of things, but it's not, it's the least precious metal of a precious metal there is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I shorted silver. I was the most nerve-wracking 48 hours of my life for me and a few of my clients who had that risk tolerance. But, you know, my clients made a lot of money by shorting it within 48 hours.
Interesting.
So it's not recommended for everybody, but that's what, you know, us as financial advisors, our motto do. We're trained to look at different trends and say, hey, this isn't real. Let's make some money off of it.
Mm.
And we only do it for people who have that risk tolerance because not everybody can stomach certain levels of risk.
Sure, right. That makes sense. Another comment from one of our listeners I think you'll appreciate. It's always good to have a little bit of a sense of humor. I heard the best investing accounts are those that you forget the password to.
That's so true. I have some clients who are in retirement. I encourage everybody who's retired listening, you know, make sure you do something. Just don't only check your own accounts like once a month, because if you check it every single day, you will go crazy.
Yes, I'm sure, especially right now. So
I don't even look at my own accounts every day, and they're up on my computer every day.
That's funny. Okay, so we've got about a minute left, Trevor. Is anything else you'd like to mention this morning for the folks listening in, how they can reach you, and what would your advice be if someone is nervous today, woke up and got a little afraid?
You know, first, you can always give me a call, 850-497-6167. That's my phone number. Ask for me. But, I mean, in closing, I really would just want to reiterate is, like, you know, we've had a lot of dark times in our country, but the market has always come out on top. And so if you believe in America, you believe in, you know, the future of America, just like Warren Buffett did, just pull up a graph from 1942 when he first bought his first stock and look at where the market is today. I think a lot of people will be surprised and really relieved that, you know, the country is doing so well. Even though people may have disagree with leadership and such not, it happens. The market will always be here, and American entrepreneurship and innovation will lead.
Thank you so much, Trevor Odom with Armada Advisors. You do have videos on your website, you said.
I do.
If I wanted to check those out, where do I go?
www.armadaadvisors.com.
And then for those who called in with specific questions, what's your number so they can talk to you?
850-497-6167.
Trevor, thank you so much. Say hi to your dad, Trevor Odom with Armada Advisors. Thanks for being on Pep Talk.
Thank you for having me.